And you can have a seat there. Every year, because we do celebrate our kindergarten graduation on a Wednesday night, we always have a sermon. And we don't cancel the preaching of the Word of God for anything around here. When it's time for preaching, we always uplift the Word of God and, of course, the God of the Word. And we'll do that tonight. But in a special way, I am going to talk to the kindergartners. So I'm going to ask them to listen to me real carefully. And I want to talk to them about something in regard to their life. One of the delights of my year during the school year is I preach to the grade school children many times a year, and we have fun. I enjoy it. We laugh and we carry on and we learn about the Bible. And so tonight, though there are hundreds and hundreds of people in this auditorium tonight, in a special way, I want to talk to all the kindergartners. And so the lesson's going to be especially for them, but I want everybody to listen in, if you will. If you want to take your Bible and turn to Psalm chapter 81, we're going to look at one little passage of Scripture, and I'll refer to other verses, but we're going to read from Psalm 81. Psalm 81, we're going to go to verse 1 through 3. Psalm 81, verses 1 through 3. And it says, "Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet and the new moon in the time appointed on our solemn feast days." If you look back at me here. Here God is talking about how he enjoys hearing his people sing unto him. It's a way to praise him. God said, use your strength, and he uses the words. He says, make a joyful noise unto me. And what God is saying is, I want your life to be a joyful noise. God is saying, I want you to make a noise that is pleasing unto me. Boys and girls, I want you to understand something. God watches your life. And when you do good, it's almost like you sing a song that is pleasing to God and it makes him smile. When you do good with your life, it's almost like God has, you have a musical instrument in your hand, and that musical instrument makes music that God enjoys. See, God's watching you. It's almost as if your life is a song. It's almost as if your life is music. It's almost as if your life, when you do right, it's like an orchestra playing beautiful music in the ears of God. God wants to hear good about you. He wants to hear the good things about your life. You see, your life represents something to God. You're his advertisement. You're kind of like his cheer block. You're his choir. You're his orchestra. And every time you do good, God looks down and he smiles and he likes it and it makes him so, so happy. And I want you to always make good music in your life to the Lord. Now, I have something that the staff men are going to help me with. I have some musical instruments and they're going to help me a little bit tonight. Brother Nash, right here. This is a pair of cymbals. They're not very big. These are going to be yours, okay? You're going to be the cymbal man tonight. Men, make sure your microphones are all turned on. So have those things turned on. Brother Nash, I want to give you these cymbals and I want you to practice. Terrible. All right, your fingers might be a little fat, so you got to get them away from the... That's a little better. All right, I shouldn't have given a smarter fellow the cymbals. Okay, and Brother Doss, I'm going to get your help. This is a triangle. Are you smart enough to play a triangle? We're going to find out. Play your triangle for me. Let me show you how to be a little more aggressive. There you go. Fantastic. If it were mealtime, you'd be able to play it better. I'm just sure of it. Okay, so Brother Doss, he's in charge of the triangle. He's going to help us make a joyful noise. Play your triangle. Get your hand off of it, Brother Doss, this little string right here. Oh, what a principle. You hold the little string so you don't muffle this, okay? All right, good. He got his hair cut and it cut into his brain element there a little bit. Brother Nash, let me hear your cymbals. That's a little better. Good job. Okay, hold it. Brother Baxter, these are tone blocks, and what you do with it is you can see there's you. Are you smart enough to do that, Brother Baxter? All right, hold it up there to the microphone and use those tone blocks. Hold it up. Okay, that's not... Okay, that's not too bad. Okay, Brother Williamson, I got you something I knew you could understand. This is a tambourine. All right, a tambourine. Like a gypsy lady, I need you to play that tambourine. Play it right into that... Good. Up to the microphone a little bit more. Good. Okay, Brother Baxter, give me the tone blocks. The guy's got a lot of rhythm there, doesn't he? Okay, let me hear that triangle. And finally, the cymbals. Oh, yeah. Finally. Okay, we got it. Thank you. Brother Edwards, you remind me so much of a Mexican hat dancer. I'm going to give you these maracas. Now, they're a little anemic, so you're going to have to shake your head so we can hear your brains rattling in there. Let's see if you can do any... Okay. There... All right. Well, that's the best we can do for now. And then, this is like a castanet, and they call it a clacker. And I'm going to play the clacker. Okay, let's try this. Brother Nash, give me the cymbals. Good. Let me hear the triangle. Add the maracas. Good. The tone blocks and the tambourine. Okay. Thank you, men. Fantastic. And men, when I call upon you, everybody at one time will make, obviously this will not be music, so you know. The Bible talks about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And boys and girls, that's what the Lord wants you to do with your life. You see, when you do good, it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. And He likes that. And your life is supposed to be like an orchestra. And everything you do ought to please the Lord. For instance, let me say, we are His song in regard to our going to school. And in regard to our learning, the Bible says in Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. You know, don't you ever forget that school's good. And school is good, and school can be a lot of fun. And you're supposed to learn. And when you learn, that pleases the Lord. The Lord watches you while you're learning. When Mrs. Young was teaching you your ABCs, the Lord was watching. That made Him very happy. When you learned to read, that made the Lord very, very happy. And when you learned to color, that the Lord liked that. And when you learned to write your letters, the Lord liked that. When you work hard and you study, the Lord loves that. And it makes a joyful noise into the ears of the Lord. Okay, now get ready, men. The kindergartners are studying, and they're doing a very good job, and God looks down, and He hears and sees them studying, and to Him, it's a joyful noise. Make the noise! Fantastic. Let's let Brother Doss play a solo for a second. That's good, Brother Doss. That's good. When you are in school, God is watching. And the Lord said, make a joyful noise unto me. What's He saying? He's saying your life makes Him happy. And when you're in school and you're learning, God listens and He says, listen and look at that. It makes Him happy. But not only that, we are His song when we're obedient to mom and dad. The Lord wants you to obey your mom and dad. Your mom and dad love you very much. And they're going to teach you things and say things to you that are very important that you learn. You should always obey mom. You should always obey dad. And you should obey right away. If mama says sit down, you should sit down. If mama says be quiet, you should. If mama says sit still, you should. No matter how hard it is, because I know sometimes it is so hard to sit still. But if mom says, sit still and be quiet, that's what you have to do. And the Lord said, your life,
Your life to Him, it's a joyful noise. And God wants you to obey. And when you obey your mom and dad, it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. So in heaven, when you obey mom and dad, this is what happens.
Brother Williamson, give us a good tambourine solo there. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. When you obey mom and dad, it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you learn at school, it is a joyful noise unto the Lord. Your life is like a song. And we always want your life to be a wonderful song to the Lord. But not only that, when you're having fun and you're playing, that should be a time that it is a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible told us earlier, we found out that we're to obey our mom and dad. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then the Bible says in Zechariah 4:10, they are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Did you know that the Lord even knows when you're playing? He knows when you're riding your bike. He knows that when you're playing with a truck or a car or you're playing with a doll baby, He knows that. He knows it, and He's watching how you play. He wants you to play the right way. He wants you to be kind to one another. He wants you to share with one another. You see, as you grow up, you'll need to learn. You'll keep learning in school. And as you grow up, you keep obeying mom and dad. And as you grow up and you're having fun, we want you to make a joyful noise to the Lord. We want even your playtime, even on the playground, even when you're in the backyard, having a good time and playing. That is supposed to honor the Lord too. You're to be kind to one another. You're not to hit your brother. You're not to pull your sister's hair. You're not to bite anybody. No. You're to play nice. And this is what happens. God said, when you play nice, I'm watching you. And God said, it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. And all of a sudden, God listens and He says, look down there. There's that noise. See, that's not very good music. I know it's not. I didn't have time to really practice them. But you ought to do right and do good while you play, because it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. But not only that, it makes the Lord happy when we work hard. It makes the Lord happy. And as you're growing up, you'll keep going to school. You'll keep learning. You'll obey mom and dad. You want to learn how to play in such a way that the Lord is pleased by how you play. But not only that, you need to work hard. And work is good. It's good to work. Work is an honor. It's good to work and work hard. If mom and dad ask you to make your bed, you should make your bed. If mom and dad ask you to pick up your clothes, you should pick up your clothes. If mom and dad ask you to help, maybe mom's going to ask you to help dry the dishes or wash the dishes. Well, you help. If daddy asks you to help pick up some sticks in the yard, you do that. And work is good. And we're supposed to work hard. And when you're growing up, you just keep working hard. And God looks down. And when God looks down and He sees that you're working hard, He says, that's a beautiful noise to me. That's a joyful noise to me. And God listens to it. And all of a sudden, there we are. We're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because work is good. And we're supposed to work hard. You see, God watches us when we're playing. And when we play, and we do it with the right attitude, God's pleased. And it makes a joyful noise to the Lord. When you obey mom and dad, God's pleased. And it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. When you are learning in school, God is pleased. And that makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. He looks at your life and He's so, so pleased. When you're working hard, God looks and He says, look at those boys and girls. They're working so hard. And they're giving their best and they're finishing what they start. And they're obeying mom and dad while they work. And the Lord says, I just love that. I just love that. That's a beautiful sound to my ears. God loves when you work hard. But not only that, did you know the Lord can see you all the time? When nobody else can see you, God can see you. You say, well, wonder if I was in my closet at home. I was in there with my clothes and there was nobody else in there. Even God can see you in the closet. I remember one time I was going to hide from my mom and dad,
and I hid in our trash can. I hid in our trash can because I didn't think that they could find me. But I got to giggling. And I got to giggling, and my mom said, "Jeffy." Dr. Jeffy to you folks. Mom said, "Jeffy, are you in a trash can?" And I said, "Mm-mm." And she found me. But when I was in the trash can, though my mom could not see me and my dad could not see me, God could see me in the trash can. That goes to show you, God can see you in the trash can. You've got to be careful. Hey, God can see you everywhere you go. And you know what the Lord wants you to do? He wants you to do the right thing when nobody can see you. When nobody can see you, because God can always see you. If you're in your room, in your bedroom, all alone, and nobody can see you, God can see you. If you're in the backyard and nobody can see you, God can see you. You see, we can't hide from God. God sees us everywhere we go. And when we're all alone and nobody can see us at all, nobody can see us. If you say, "My mom can't see me, and my dad can't see me, and grandma and grandpa can't see me, and my brothers and sisters can't see me," God can always see you. And when you're alone, God wants you to do the right thing. You do what's right. You say, why? Because that makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. He looks down at your life and he says, "Look at that. Their life is sounding off. Look at that. Their life is a testimony," and God likes it. And so when you do right, when you're all alone, God hears that joyful noise. He hears the noise and he looks down and he says, "Look at that. There they are doing the right thing again. There they are obeying mom and dad. There they are playing and having a good time, but they're doing it with a good attitude. There they are still learning in school. And there they are. They're all alone and nobody can see them, but they're still doing the right thing." Did you know that we're the Lord's song and he likes us to make a joyful noise even when we're at church? When we read the verse earlier from Psalm 84, it says, "How amiable are thy tabernacles?" It's talking about the place where God is. Do you know, we're supposed to learn at church. And when you do good at church, that pleases the Lord. Can I tell you something? You shouldn't run in the hallways at the church. You might get hurt. At church, when everybody's singing, you're supposed to sing. At church, sometimes it's time to sit still and listen to the preaching. Sometimes it's time to sit still and listen to the story. Sometimes it's time to sit still and listen to your Sunday school teacher. And God watches. God watches you in church. And God says, "Your life is a testimony unto me. Your life is a beautiful, beautiful thing to me. And when you do good, it makes the Lord happy. He enjoys it." And when we are doing good at church, when you're sitting still in church, when you're listening to the preacher at church, when you're singing the songs at church, when you're doing the right thing at church, it makes a joyful noise unto the Lord. And God listens and he says, "Look, there they are." And he makes that noise. We hear the noise and that noise, and God looks down and he says, "I see it. There they are. They're doing good. They're being good in church. They're sitting still." God said, "Your life is like a noise to him, but it's a joyful noise. It's a beautiful sound. He wants to see you do right. He wants to see you do the right thing." But not only this, the music that we sing ought to be good music. The Bible tells us that we should speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We are to listen to the right kind of music, and we're to listen to good music. I'm glad at church we sing songs like "Amazing Grace." I'm glad at church we sing songs like "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." I'm glad we sing songs like the B-I-B-L-E. I'm glad we sing songs about "Deep and Wide" and "Zacchaeus, He Was a Wee Little Man, and a Wee Little Man Was He." I'm glad we sing those kind of songs. And I'll tell you something, when we sing the right kind of songs, it makes the Lord happy. It makes him happy. Hey, when we listen, boys and girls, to the right kind of music, it makes the Lord happy. Boy, does he like that. He looks down. He says, "Boy, those boys and girls are doing good. They're doing the right thing. They're down there." And it's like your life sends a joyful noise unto the Lord. And when he listens to you sing and he sees you listen to the right music, all of a sudden that sound from your life, God hears
hears it and he says, listen to that. There it is. There they are doing the right thing. That's a sound that's pleasing to God. You see, our lives are to be a joyful noise. Our lives are to be pleasant to God. Our lives are to please God. And what we do is it's supposed to make God look and be pleased with our lives. And boys and girls, I'll promise you, God's pleased with your lives. You've learned in school. You've learned how to play on the playground and treat each other right. You have learned how to sing the right kinds of songs. And your teacher has taught you how to be very careful and to obey mom and dad. And your teacher has taught you how to have a good attitude. And you need to keep on learning those things. I want us to spend the rest of our lives making a joyful noise unto the Lord. But you know something? If we stop serving the Lord, the noise is no longer joyful. The Lord's listening. He says their lives, they're not making that noise anymore. And God's heart's broken. If you stop coming to church and you stop loving the Lord, He leans over heaven and He says, I don't hear the noise. I wanted to hear the joyful noise of their life. I want to hear them doing good, and I want to watch them learn the good things and obey their mom and dad, and I want to hear them sing the good songs, and I want to see them in church. But wait, I don't hear them. That'll break the Lord's heart. Oh, I don't want to break the Lord's heart. I want the Lord to look at my life and say, do you hear that? Somebody down there is doing good, and all of a sudden, the joyful noise is there. And God says, boy, I like it when I hear that joyful noise from their life. There's one other thing I want to tell you about. It's about getting saved. Every one of us need to trust the Lord as our Savior. We need to get saved. If you're not saved yet, you need to do that someday. You need to talk to mom and dad. Talk to your teacher about getting saved, because I'll tell you something. When somebody gets saved, that really is a joyful noise unto the Lord. Boy, does He like it. Do you know what the Bible says? When somebody gets saved, they throw a party in heaven. And they get so excited. And somebody gets saved, and the Lord says, guess what? Somebody got saved. The Bible says there is joy in the presence of the angels. Jesus gets excited, and God gets excited. And when somebody gets saved, heaven starts clapping and making noises and saying, yay, somebody got saved. Your life is to make a noise. It's a joyful noise. God's always listening to see if you're making that good, joyful noise by living right. And by doing right. Now, everything that we've been teaching you in kindergarten, you need to keep working on it. Keep learning your numbers. Keep learning how to read. Keep learning to be good to each other. Keep learning to sing the right songs. Boys and girls, you need to keep on obeying mom. Keep on obeying dad. Keep on coming to church. You just make sure that your life always is a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's very, very important. Let's keep making a joyful noise with our life. I have a gift for each one of you. This is it's called a band in a box. Your parents are just going to love these. Each one of you. You're going to get each one of these instruments as a gift. Brother Doss, why don't you help me by gathering up all the men's instruments there? We're going to put them in that box. Brother Baxter, you and Brother Williamson could help me. Each one of our graduates, Mrs. Owens and I wanted you to have a band in a box. You're going to get one of these. So you can go home tonight and you can make a joyful noise while you're at home, okay? Men, why don't you bring those on down here and help me get one of these to each one of them. Now, one of you, I borrowed yours and I opened it up because we had to use it tonight for everybody to make their joyful noise. And yours will just be quicker to get open. That's how it'll be. Let's see. Gavin, oh, excuse me, Brother Williamson. Give that to Gavin there. You got it? And you remember that when you do right, it makes a noise that the Lord loves to hear. You know, if you're a parent or you're an adult, a teenager here tonight, I want you to remember something. Your life is a testimony. Your life ought to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You should be careful that when God is listening for that joyful noise, that it's silent. The Bible teaches that we're to make a joyful noise, and that's through our testimony, the way we live, what we do, how we behave. Could I recommend something to all of us? Should we not keep learning, like I told the kindergartners? Should we not practice obedience, like I told the kindergartners? Should we not play His song in our music? Should we not realize that God can see us when nobody else can see us? Should we not work hard and it be a good testimony to the Lord? Should we not behave at church? Should we not be saved if we're not? Absolutely. Everything that I said to the kindergartners tonight was good for every one of us. We just to make a joyful noise unto God with our lives. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm going to ask a question tonight. I'll handle things just a little differently. This is the kindergarten graduation, but let me ask you a question. If you died tonight, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? If you say, I'm not sure of that, then here's what you need to know. You need to know that the Bible teaches that everyone's a sinner. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Next thing you need to know is that there is a penalty for sin. That penalty is death in hell, separated from God for all eternity. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Oh, but I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ died for you, was buried for you, and resurrected for you, and He paid your sin debt for you. Because where it says, for the wages of sin is death, it also says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. So you see, we're sinners, and there's a penalty for our sin. And Jesus paid that penalty with His death, His burial, and His resurrection. And then He comes to us and says, if we'll ask Him to come into our heart and be our Savior, if we'll ask Him to forgive us of our sin, He'll do it. And He'll save us and take us to heaven someday when we die. The Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible tells us that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we're sinners. We deserve to go to hell, but Jesus died for us so that we don't have to. He was buried for us, resurrected for us, and then finally He said, if you'll ask me, I'll give you a free gift of salvation. I'll take you to heaven when you die. I'll come into your heart and save you. If you're here tonight and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I wish that you would do so. I wish that you would ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Here's what you do. You pray this prayer and you mean it. You just say this. You say, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I now trust You and You alone to take me to heaven when I die. With your heads bowed and eyes closed, and we're coming to the end of the service, let me ask this. Is there anyone in this house tonight you say, I said that prayer just now. I said it and I meant it. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to point you out. But you would say, I just said that prayer. I meant that prayer. And if you did, according to the Bible, God just saved you and you'll go to heaven someday when you die. Would you raise your hand that God might see it and say, I just said that prayer and I meant it. I see one hand. I see two. I see three. Someone else. You say, I said it. I meant it. You may put your hands down. I don't want to embarrass you, and I'm not going to. To those three people, if you said and meant that prayer, the Bible teaches you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Father, take the concluding moments of this service and get glory to Thyself. help us as we have a brief altar call and then a dismissal time. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have Brother Nash come. We're going to have just a moment. We're not going to take long, but we'll have an altar call to the kindergartners. You can stay right where you're at. In a moment, we're going to dismiss you and you'll get to leave the auditorium properly. But what I want to do is I want to take a moment for an altar call. I believe this. I believe everybody here ought to be concerned that your life creates a joyful noise. You say, well, I don't have a lot to offer. That might be why God said you don't have to be an orchestra and you don't have to be a choir. He said, just make a noise. Just make a noise. Make sure that it is clear that you have a testimony for me. If you need the altar, we're going to take a moment and then we'll conclude this service properly. Let's all stand to our feet. Brother Nash, come if you will, and let's have a moment of altar call.